looking at what's going on inside our own minds in order to learn and understand. But also, deeply, we do this because we're connected and we want our connections to be the best possible connections. So please adjust if you need to adjust to make sure you're comfortable. First of all, that however it is you feel, kind of state you're in, what's going on inside you, how your mind is, what your mood is, how your energy is, can't stay completely inside you. It's known, it's perceivable. We're all very sensitive, and in some way or another, we're able to feel each other's energy. We are contributing energetically just by being. And when we remember this, we know that because we care, because we belong in community together, we're tribal people, we're not hermits. Our contribution is really our gift to our world, to our friends, to our partners, to our family, our neighbors. And we know, at least a little bit, that we can somewhat change how we feel on the inside as we practice. We can develop a little more ease, a little more calm, a little more lightness, a little more sweetness, a little less of that neurotic worrying and busyness and neediness and all of that. And as we do change on the inside, little by little, we're changing our contribution. And therefore we're changing our world, even. That's a little drop at a time. So remembering all this, let's invite up for ourselves. First, I think I'd like to invite up the fact that we care. The truth that we love ourselves, we honor ourselves, we care about ourselves, we worry about ourselves, we wish ourselves well. We all do. It's really why we're here. But tune into the fact that you do honor yourself. And really, really do honor it. Make it be a true thing that you appreciate. Sitting here all day, attempting to train this unruly mass of puppies running around in there. You care about the quality of your life. You care about the people in your life. You care about your planet. You care about how we behave. We do care. We want to be kind. We want to be compassionate. We wish for these things. The more of this, the less of what gets in the way and stops this happening. So invite into your mind and your heart even more of this caring, this kindness, this friendliness, this nobleness, nobility. May we experience more kindness. May we remember to care. May we remember to have the space for others so we can listen and hear and understand and care for them. May we put ourselves in situations where caring and kindness are encouraged and avoid situations where meanness or misunderstanding, negativity, attempt to shut that down. May we look after our bodies, nourish ourselves and rest ourselves and take care of our bodies, take care of our emotions. radiating outwards from us, beings who care about beings. And when it's radiating from us, may there be more caring around us then. We wish to have that quality of caring and tenderness be experienced by our dear ones. May they too know this. Have enough calm and spaciousness to be able to be kind, empathetic, supportive of each other. To invite another quality, quality of contentment. This moment really is enough. This condition that I'm in right now really is okay. May I not always be wanting other and more and better and less and different. May I experience a sense, deep, deep sense of contentment, appreciation and gratitude. All that I do have, and all that is being experienced here. This is enough. It's more than enough sometimes. May I really know that settled feeling that and this satisfaction and this contentment. May I feel content. Content with how my body is right now. Whatever it's like, that'd be enough for me right now. And I'd be content with my home life, my work life, my aging. My vulnerability, may it be okay as it is. May I not be always wishing to have it be different. May I be content with this mind and the degree of ability and neurosis going on in this mind of mine. Amazing mind. May I know contentment. May I experience it. How do you imagine it? How do you taste contentment? What's it like? What does it do to your body? Your face? Your heart? Your stomach? And if I'm more content, may I can radiate some contentment. Feeling of this is enough, it's fine as it is. A peacefulness, a calm, happiness, quiet happiness. May I radiate this around and offer this. May this be my contribution as I go through my world, meet my people, interact. Communicate contentment, deep feeling of contentment. And as I offer that and radiate and share that energy, may others know it also, and may they feel more content also. And may they too know that feeling of calm and settledness. This moment being enough. Just this. Just this cool spring day. In this northwest climate with the light sky and the damp air. May we all experience being content with it, grateful even, appreciative. Instead of wanting something more, other, different. Friendliness and contentment. May these be my companions. May these become very familiar states, familiar experiences. Is filled with so many different kinds of energies, so many behaviors, so many moods. And may our world, starting with this room, starting with this heart, benefit a little bit from our ability to invite and experience friendliness, caring, contentment. Let's dedicate our day to practicing. So this may be so. So we're coming to the end of the day, and I'm just wondering, I'd like to hear a little from you, from anybody. How are you? How is your day? How different do you feel now than when you came here at 9 o'clock? And what about letting go of some things? How has this been?
I'll say something about letting go. I noticed in my body I have a lot of tension, so I visualized my muscles letting go, and I noticed that there was this edge of like trying to push my muscles to let go. And so it's like trying to remind myself, this is not pushing, this is letting.
Your own mini version of what's called in Tibetan meditation Tonglen practice, which is breathing in pain, difficulty, struggle, confusion, etc., and sort of transforming it and breathing out healing energy, friendliness, peacefulness, contentment, just like I was saying. But it's like deciding that you can make that shift, and it's actually a very brave thing, it's a very generous thing, because it's really and truly, as I just was saying, it isn't just you. We aren't separate. We're very affecting of each other all the time. We're affected by each other. We're contributing all the time. And to bring that, you know, wish of like tension and then release, it's a very powerful practice. Sometimes it's too hard to do, just let me warn you. Because if there's a lot of pain, you know, it's too challenging for us to feel like we can take it on. But when it's less challenging, or when you feel like doing it, it's a generous practice, strong practice.
So would one first maybe start with themselves, with the pain in our own self, whether that's mental, emotional, physical?
You can't do it wrong. I mean, you can only do it wrong if you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're off fantasizing. But if you're applying yourself in some sincere way that's caring, that's wholesome meaning leading to freedom from the neurotic little, you know, that other executive assistant busyness trying to survive, something beyond that. You know, like I want to know what's really true, what really I care about, the noble aspect of our lives. You can't possibly do it wrong. And some of us will do more, some of us will be more loving, some of us will be more, you know, head clear, some will be very embodied. There's so many different approaches, you can't do any of it wrong. And if you feel like there's a lot with you, yourself, that you need to deal with, then you need to deal with that. And it's not going to be so feeling like, you know, this is for the world. At other times, there isn't like your own major issue up for you so much, and you'll feel more expanded. And that kind of thing happens by itself. In my experience from practice, I began about me. It was definitely all about me, and it was about my broken heart initially, and my mind and my neurosis and my body and my concentration. And over time, I remember really well when I had thought pattern just changed in me, and it was like, we're doing the best we can here. You know, we want to be happy, don't we? Like suddenly there was we in my consciousness, and it just sort of got over it got enough healing for itself that it began to say that I'm not different at all. We're all doing this. And so the awareness of each other starts coming. But when there's a lot of inner pain, individual pain, then you can't force yourself to be loving and aware of others because you're already having to deal with what you have to deal with. As more healing happens, which just creates, more sharing happens. I'm just offering this at the end of the day just because it's a good reminder. And mostly because I like us to think, and I like to dedicate practice for the fact that even if it is for you, and even if it is all about you, and even if there's a lot of you going on that needs a lot of attention, however much there's benefit from it, it's going to change you, and that's going to affect people. No question. It's going to affect you, but you can't keep it in. We're not, you know, walled in. Even if we try to be or think we are, or we're not. So it's just good to keep that, you know, awareness. But your practice might be all about a broken heart or something. Mm-hmm. And but that won't always be that way. A good day. There's a lot of peace in here.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that you don't want to talk, but I mean, mm-hmm. Generally, there's a lot of calm in here compared to this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you. I just want to say thank you. I mean, it's not, we're going against the stream. We're dealing with a lot of little crazy stuff in there, but it's helpful. It's effective. So who's not coming back tomorrow? Everybody plans to be here. That's so nice. I like that. Because I like to set up a weekend as a weekend rather than two individual days. So we'll explore tomorrow more of what can be understood by this ability to stay, to see what goes on when we stay. And that's where the liberation comes. That's where we begin to really become freed up from the old patterns, not just by the effort and the learning to stay, but what we then see. Insight meditation, Vipassana, seeing clearly inside. So we'll meet at 9. And so I just have one more recommendation for the night. As I said about lunchtime, the most useful thing for this developing of this quality of awareness is momentum. And so if you go wild tonight, it'll be harder in the morning. But if you stay mellow tonight and don't get too overstimulated, and stay somewhat embodied and keep tuned into some of this, you'll just be continuing tomorrow and be much easier. It's like Sisyphus and the rock and the mountain and all that, you know, back to the beginning. Or it's like Boy Scouts making fire with rubbing alcohol. You just keep them gently going, it stays warm. So as best you can, that's what I encourage. We can leave stuff here just as it is overnight. If you want to leave any of your gear and so on. So have a lovely evening. The sun is shining. It's so nice. Yes. Spring is coming. So, and I'll see you all in the morning. Thank you so much for your practice today.